Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I have a confession to make. I like Celine Dion. And I don't mind telling you that. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate. Deborah Fine is our guest, and she is fine, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's one of our great Brain Trust members, the author of a number of books, including The Fine Art of Small Talk and the new book, Beyond Texting, The Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers. And so it sounds like a darn good book that parents ought to be buying for their teens and their tweens, too. What do you think, Deb?
Oh, for tweens, for sure. I mean, and you know, everybody in your listening audience, think about it. Unless you came out like Jim Blasingame, born with the gift of gab, okay? And not all of us are, you know, most of us are not born like you. We don't have the gift, okay? Think about what the struggle was. Forget technology when you were 14 and just wanted to make friends. Think about that. Think about going on those interviews if you were a shy, awkward teenager. Forget technology. So that's who this book is for as well. It's not dissing yeah. technology. I think technology is wonderful. But I think that we build false friendships on Facebook now. I think it's easy to think they're our friends and we don't know how to make them anymore, and just, you know, because we don't think we have to. It just must be tough to be a teenager these days. It's gotta be tough.
My mother said I came out demanding to know who was in charge.
Yeah, and then you became the boss, right?
It took a while. So, no, you're right about that. She'll appreciate you saying that. So, I want to come back to something, though. I want to talk about the employers of these young people.
Okay.
Because one of the things that I've found over the years is that we're the ones who wind up raising these kids. When they get to work, when they come to work for us, first, if they have a problem communicating, if they have a problem looking at us, it's not their fault. As you say, they become tech dependent. As an employer, we have to look through that. We have to blow right by that behavior and say, okay, there's a productive employee behind that demeanor. And we have to sort through that. And then once we hire the person, then we have to be prepared to what I call raise them. And by that I mean show them that behavior is not acceptable in the marketplace.
Well, and how about instead of even the negative, to show them the positive and really get dig deep?
I agree. But mostly you have to start out by saying, look, John or Susan, it's not... When you wait on my customers, I want you to look at them. I want you to smile at them. I want you to say thank you for coming in. I want you to say thank you for your business.
Right. That's training. More.
That's training that we didn't used to have to do.
Well, I agree with that. Although, you know, let's face it, unless we're taught these things, a lot of us don't learn them. So it is tough for these days because these young people don't have that kind of training at all, but it's still a case in a small business of training somebody to do exactly as you expect. I mean, I walked into a doctor's office the other day, and the nurse who called me extended his hand, said hello, da-da-da.
Right.
And then, honest to goodness, Jim, I sat waiting for 25 minutes for the doctor, and a woman walked into the operatory, sat down, started on the computer, started asking me questions. She never I didn't know if she was a doctor or the nurse.
Right.
She never used my name. I mean, she was my age. So, Jim, it's, I mean, like, we're, let's learn some skills of interacting
Absolutely.
With our patients.
See, Deb, I don't let people get away with that. You know what I do?
Wow.
A doctor came in to help my dad a few years ago, and
right.
he walked in and just started talking to me and to my dad as if my dad wasn't even there, and I said, doctor, he doesn't know who you are. And he just kind of jerked his head back a little bit And he realized what he'd done, and he stuck his hand out and introduced himself to my dad. My dad shook his hand.
Oh,
I don't let people get away with that. And folks, in my opinion, Deb, that's what we have to do. When we see people behaving as jerks, when we see people being inconsiderate, it's up to the rest of us to straighten them out. And I do it all the time.
Good for you. Good for you, Tim.
Well, I'm telling you, your book is an important one, Deborah. I'm glad
you
wrote it.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, tell
it's great to be on again.
Say the title again.
Beyond Texting, The Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers. And it's everywhere, and it's on my website, deborahfine.com. It has its own website, beyondtextingbook.com.
All right. Hey Deb, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Have a good summer, everybody. Bye.
Deborah Fine, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.